Hello, hello. It is the virtual midwife, Karen Wilmot, founder of the Due Date Club and the creator of the Relax in Pregnancy Sling. In this podcast series, I'm going to guide you through the why, where, how, and what of hypnobirthing. So whether or not you've never heard of it before and you're wondering what it is, or whether you've already started reading up and finding out more, by the end of this series, you'll know everything you need to know to decide whether or not it's something that you would like to include in your birth preparation. And by the way, I highly recommend you do. So we've gone through a lot of the different aspects of learning to understand hypnobirthing in this podcast series. And in today's episode, I want to answer some of the frequently asked questions about hypnobirthing, starting with who it's actually suitable for. And the answer is that it's suitable for anyone, whether you're a first-time mum or you've had children before, because hypnobirthing is designed to help anybody who is frightened or anxious about birth. And specifically, if you've never done it before, there will be a lot of fear and anxiety, fear of the unknown, fear caused by stories and things that you've heard, things that you've seen, or because of a bad experience if you've had another baby. But even those who aren't necessarily anxious and just wanting a calmer, easier, more comfortable birth experience. If you're pregnant and you're looking for an alternative to the over-medicalized, pain is inevitable, give me every drug available mindset, then hypnobirthing is definitely for you. Many women ask me if they'll be out of it if you use hypnobirthing, and absolutely not. With hypnobirthing, you're fully aware of what is going on around you, but you can choose to tune out of any distractions and tune in to your body, and that's exactly what you want to do. One of the lessons that you will be doing in your hypnobirthing training is based on the book Birthing From Within, learning to really tune into intuition and work with what is happening in your body and understanding and working with your baby. Some women worry about whether hypnobirthing is safe. Well, hypnosis is absolutely safe and often misunderstood. And as we've spoken about in other episodes, every day we go into a state or a hypnotic state, naturally. But unfortunately, TV, film, and the stage portrayal of hypnosis has left a lot of people with a mistaken view of what it is and what it can and can't do. And hypnobirthing is very different. It's absolutely safe and it's designed specifically for you as you prepare for a calm, relaxed, and confident birth where you feel in control. A very important question when it comes to hypnobirthing is whether or not hypnobirthing guarantees a completely pain-free labor and birth. And as a midwife with over 30 years of experience in the labor room, I very definitely will say no, because there are many factors that can affect a birth, and some of them are out of our control. And like anything else we set out to do in life, a successful outcome is related to the amount of practice that you put in. However, as a guide, according to the Hypnobirthing Institute, around 65 to 70% of the women who use hypnobirthing techniques don't need any other form of pain relief. Around 20 to 25% will require something mild like gas and air, and the remaining 5 to 10% usually fall into what we call special circumstances, where medical intervention is required. But the woman that I work with usually tell me that hypnobirthing really helped, even if they ended up with interventions that they hadn't planned on or didn't want, like needing to be induced or ending up with a surgical birth or cesarean section. But they felt calmer, they felt more in control, and because they understood the physiology, the nature of labor and birth, and because they had learned how to effectively communicate their needs and desires and wishes, and how to effectively question suggestions and recommendations that were made in labor, they never felt railroaded or coerced into anything. They fully understood the process, they understood the factors that were out of control, out of their control. And when those things happened, they knew how to respond appropriately and calmly. They knew what questions to ask. They knew how to engage in conversations and discussions about their care with their care provider so that the decisions that were made were in line with their priorities, with their needs, with their desires, with their wants. Because at the end of the day, the priority is always for a healthy and safe outcome for both mom and baby with the least amount of intervention, unless intervention is actually required. Hypnobirthing doesn't guarantee a pain-free birth or a picture-perfect birth, although of course that is possible. The idea of hypnobirthing is to be calm, to be more comfortable, no matter where or how or when your baby is born, but feeling in control of any decisions that you're making along the way, feeling empowered and feeling confident. And that's an incredibly important part of how you view your birthing experience and of having a positive birth experience. The advantages of using hypnobirthing is that it teaches deep levels of relaxation to facilitate what your body is doing. And we've talked about before how giving birth is largely autonomic. You don't have to think about it. It's happening. And to tune out of any unnecessary distractions. It reduces and eliminates the need, very often, for additional medical pain relief. And it can shorten the first phase of labor, specifically the early labor phase. It leaves you feeling alert, fresh, and energized after birth rather than absolutely exhausted. And because you're breathing correctly, you maintain a plentiful oxygen supply for both you and your baby, which decreases the incidence of any fetal distress. The ability to use the different breathing techniques, especially when it comes to the final stage of labor and the pushing, will protect your pelvic floor and prevent or eliminate any tears or the need for an episiotomy or a cut. And specifically learning how to use passive pushing or birth breathing to breathe your baby out. Learning hypnobirthing techniques really does empower you with techniques to achieve a gentle, calm birth for you and your baby, and also gives your birthing companion, your support partner, an integral role in the whole process of labor and being able to support you. It embraces the concept of pre-birth parenting and encourages and supports you to have a really confident and informed discussions with your care provider, both during pregnancy, during labor, and during the birth processes. Birth process, not processes. You're only doing this once. And then the last question is when you should start the classes. My recommendation is the earlier the better. Any time between 20 and 30 weeks would be ideal, and I know that's a very large window, but the longer you can give yourself, the better it will be, the more time you have to practice. And if you're feeling particularly anxious about birth, then start earlier, because it's going to help you to understand what's happening, and you'll be able to learn techniques and give you direction to face those fears and eliminate those limiting beliefs that might be getting in the way of you being able to even enjoy your pregnancy. So there's no specific time. If you have feeling particularly fearful and anxious, then start with your hypnobirthing training, because it's not just about hypnobirthing, it's about understanding what happens in labor and birth. And if you're already past 30 weeks, well, there's still time, because it will still make a positive difference. And of course, if you're already 36 or 38 weeks, we can do a fast track course, which is not going to give you the time to practice all the techniques, but at least it will give you an understanding of what to expect. The most important thing is that you're given an opportunity to reprogram any negative and limiting beliefs that you currently hold about pregnancy and birth, and be guided to a place of deep trust and confidence in your body and your baby. You will learn a range of tools and techniques to choose from, because there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to having a baby. And you'll learn how to tune into your intuition, but most importantly, to trust your intuition when you're faced with a choice. For me, it's about becoming confident and excited about the day you go into labor, knowing that you're completely prepared and ready to bring your baby into the world calmly and as comfortably as possible. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Virtual Midwife Podcast, and I truly hope that you found it inspiring and informative. If you want to continue the conversation, then come along and connect with me and other expecting parents in my community, the Due Day Club. This is a safe and supportive space where you can share your experiences, you can ask questions, and get guidance from myself, other members, and a team of experts that I've brought together to support you. Just visit the website, The Due Date Club, and click on the tab to get started. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with your friends and anybody you think would benefit from this information. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on social media so that you can stay up to date with new episodes and additional resources. I'm continuously adding new stuff to make sure that you stay up to date and informed and prepared.